The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. It is the 16th of December, Friday, and there's a lot of things that are happening in the world of golf. A lot of them have to do with Tiger Woods. Once again, it's like he was gone for a year and a half, and now he's back with a vengeance. So a couple of announcements involving Tiger Woods, very significant announcements if you happen to be with the golf ball manufacturing company that he's made a deal with or a tournament that he is committed to already. So we'll tell you about those coming up in just a little bit. Otherwise, it is a bit of a slow time on the PGA Tour and all the other tours because it's Christmas time. And so every time this time of year, it's a little bit slowed down as far as tournaments go. Everybody's with their families, as it should be, and celebrating the holidays. And it will, of course, kick back up very shortly here in a couple of weeks. Everybody that wants to play in Hawaii heads to Hawaii for the two tournaments out there and Tournament Champions and the Sony Open and then the California Swing. So it's about ready to get started again. So this is time for everybody to kind of restart their batteries and get things going. We talked earlier this week with our good friend Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. He was along with our Frank Bassett in Orlando, and we had several announcements there. But one for Brendan was the LPGA Legends Tournament that will be taking place at the French Lick Resort coming up next summer. So we'll talk to Brendan coming up in just a little bit more about that and what's going on in his zany wild world. It's always, what color is the sky in Brendan's world? We never know until we talk to him. Speaking of our man, Frank Bassett, back from Orlando finally. Frank, it was probably hard to leave the beautiful resort there in Orlando, wasn't it, a couple of days ago?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was cold here in Nashville. I got back, it was 19 degrees. I left 85 for 19.
So you went the wrong way.
You know, I mean, everybody's going to be sick. Oh, jeez. Anyway.
But you had a good time there. You and Brendan were in Orlando with TGA, and we had a lot of fun with that. And it's a great venture that they're undertaking and have undertaken for the last few years involving junior golf and developing junior golfers with TGA. So a worthwhile trip to Orlando, not only for the good weather, but also hopefully to let people know about that it's a franchise. It's like buying a McDonald's, a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. It's a business you can get into. And I didn't know much about it at all till you guys, you know, kind of laid it out and described what was going on. But it's a very cool after-school program for a lot of kids that otherwise wouldn't maybe get involved in golf and know anything about the great game of golf, whether they pursue it as a profession or just as a something like you and I and millions of others as a hobby. A really neat initiative to get people at a young age involved in golf. And as Brendan said, it's something for your kids to do after school and sure beats sitting on a couch playing video games.
Yeah, it does. It's really neat. And we had a lot of fun. Joshua Jacobs, who's the CEO of TGA Premier Golf, Premier Sports, I should say, TGA Premier Sports now, because they do tennis and golf, and they'll be venturing into some other things, after-school programs. So it was really neat, a lot of fun. Reunion Resort was fabulous. They took great care of us. Went out and got to play on the Watson course and the Palmer course. Didn't make it to the Nicklaus course, but sort of jumped around, played about 10, 12 holes. And it was...
Course is in good shape?
Yeah, boy. Yeah, wow. It really was. And just really beautiful layout. I mean, very scenic, very serene, not crowded. Not crowded. So if you want to be minutes away from Disney World and all the theme parks, but be in a very serene environment, go to Reunion Resort. They're great. Loved it. Food was great. Had a lot of fun. 11, which is the restaurant on top of the Grand, which is their main building where I was. It's beautiful. The swimming pool, all the glass. It was just great. We had a good time. But it's good to be back home, getting ready for Christmas, friends coming in and family coming into Nashville. Going to be going to some holiday parties. Oh, boy. Get out the Maalox. Here we go. And the Advil liquid gels. But, yeah, it's good to be back. But, you know, one thing we were talking about our shows and Golf Talk America, and, you know, we've had a great run, and we still will have an even better run in 2017 with an expanded distribution of this show. PGATour.com, we are part of the PGA Tour family, but we're also is if you go to pgatour.com/podcast, you'll see our other partners, Mark Immelman, who does On the Mark, and John Swantek, who does Talk of the Tour. We're the three shows, basically, that are on pgatour.com. Very different than SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, in that that's a different entity. We are part of the PGA Tour itself, and we are official podcasts, if you will, of the PGA Tour. I'd rather call it an audio cast, simply because we do shows. I mean, we're out at venues, Tim, as you well know, and this is for our listeners and our listeners' friends, to spread the word for us. We go to most of the tournaments, but we also do charity events. Just like this past week, we did Reunion Resort. Previously to that, we were asked to go to Reynolds Lake Oconee, Reynolds Old Reynolds Plantation, and supported the AJGA, the American Junior Golf Association, and their Rolex Tournament of Champions with the presenting sponsor of TaylorMade and the TaylorMade Kingdom. So we're out there doing all this stuff on multiple platforms, not only PGATour.com, but we're on TuneIn, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on SoundCloud, we're on Audioboom, we're on the Golf Talk America Radio Network, we're on the PGA Tour iPhone, iPad, and Android apps, and it's all free. You don't have to pay a subscription to get good, clean family programming, and that, I think, is a key. Is we're family-oriented. We're clean. We have fun, but by golly, your kids can listen to us, and you won't be embarrassed, and you won't have to worry about them changing the channel and hearing something that you really don't want to hear, if you know what I mean. So yeah. I guess I'll get my 2 cents in about that. We're proud to be part of the PGA Tour. We're honored to be part of the PGA Tour. And you'll hear more from us in 2017 with the expansion of distribution of Golf Talk America and its Golf Talk America properties. But be sure to tune in to Mark Immelman's show, On the Mark, on PGATour.com or the Tour's iPhone, iPad, and Android apps, and John Swantek, Talk of the Tour. We're the real shows, okay? We're the real shows. So, enough said.
Wow. Are you laying on a couch while you're saying all this, sir, Frank?
No.
It's like,
I'm up
it's
on
like
my soapbox
we're going through therapy.
Right now.
We're going through therapy.
I'm on my soapbox right now because...
A little.
For, you know, reasoning. And
there's always a reason.
There's a reason. Yeah. And we are part of the PGA Tour, and by golly, we're proud of that.
And we're going to be at the PGA Merchandise Show. Coming up in a little bit more than a month. So at the end of January, we're going to be back in Orlando for the PGA. So for anybody that's going to be out there, come by, see us. We're going to be set up right near the entrance where everybody can see us and,
right inside.
And talk to us. And
right
we'll
inside,
have all kinds of – and we'll have people stopping by to talk to us. You have no idea who walks by at any given time. A lot of former PGA Tour players are involved in different endeavors now in different businesses related to golf. And so a lot of them are there showing off their merchandise, their wares, their affiliated with resorts, whatnot. And so all that, it's going to be a great week to,
former
to
and
listen
current
to our show.
I mean, and current.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
You know, Graham McDowell grabbed a headset last year. Bobby Clampett, came by, Fred Fong. I mean, everybody just drops in. And also we're going to have some celebrities there that are friends of ours. So it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to bring some folks in from Los Angeles, La La Land. So it's going to be a show, 10 to 12, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, on the stage outside of the entrance into the convention hall itself. So you don't have to have a badge to get in to see our show.
Right.
We've elected not to be inside the show and play only two PGA professionals and those who will be at
we're
the
there for the
show.
People, Frank.
We're there
we're
for,
there
the,
for
people.
The people.
You know where I'm going with
so
all this. You know exactly where I'm going with this, and that's just the way it is. So that's the best way I can say it. And we're proud to be on all these.
And we'll have passes for Augusta too. While we're there, we'll have people our good friends at Azalea House Hospitality that help us with all our different ventures and places that we go and help put us up and. Help Jordan Spieth's family when they go to Augusta
and
for
others,
the Masters.
Yeah.
I got to think that they're part of the entourage, if you will, that that Jordan has. That everybody that so far so good. It's worked out well because the kid seems to love Augusta. So you got to give Azalea a little bit of credit for the hospitality that he puts together that they put together for his entire family and everything. So he's done pretty well. But we'll be there as well for the Masters. We'll have out some passes if people are listening to us and following us on social media. We'll be able to get some day passes that we can get to the Masters. So, yeah, we got a lot of great things heading our way and your way in 2017 that we can't wait. Can't wait to get there and have all that fun.
AzaleaHospitality.com. Go to the website. Check it out. We also come by and see us. Anywhere we are, look for us because there'll be a fishbowl on our stage. And if you put something in that fishbowl, something may come out better than a fish. So there you go. May have to do with Augusta National. May have to do with the Masters. May have to do with hospitality. May have to do with golf clubs.
Why do you have to be vague? We're going to give stuff away. That's all you need to know. All kinds of great stuff. Passes, equipment, you name it, we're going to give stuff away. So that everybody loves free. Everybody loves free.
I was just on the phone yesterday with all of our friends at Azalea and going back and forth on planning for 2017. And Azalea House, Marcus, Billy, Chris DeMaine, Carrie Ann Cope, they said, look, Frank, you just tell us where you want to be. We're behind you. Where do you want to go? We believe in Golf Talk America that much. How good is that?
Yeah.
How good is that?
So Hawaii.
Well, I asked for a G5, and they said that was out of the question. I said, a 4? I'll take a 4.
So a Cessna? A Piper Cub?
I'd take a Cessna Citation, yeah, baby.
A single prop? You and I'll fly?
No. No, I'm a pilot. I can fly. I'm not certified anymore. I haven't passed my medical or anything in many, many, many years.
Well, then that would mean you're not a pilot.
Well, I'm not, yeah. Well, I was a member of the AOPA.
Liar.
Does that count? Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association.
I put
a Cessna 140 down in a cotton patch in Arkansas one time after takeoff, and the engine failed.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
I did.
You meant to do that? Oh, something failed.
It failed. Oh. The engine went. It quit.
Wow.
Oh, this is good.
Was that when you gave up your pilot's license? That was like the last day? That's enough of that.
Oh, that's when I had to change my pants, I'll tell you that.
It's like tense moment. Hey, on that slide subject, we're going to take a break, and we'll get Brendan Sweeney coming back. Brendan Sweeney with French Lick Resort. A couple of announcements involving Tiger that we'll talk about. We'll get Brendan involved in as well, that Tiger – once again, gets back into the headlines, even in a down time. That's what's great about Tiger. Even when something is not really going on much in the world of the PGA Tour and golf in general, leave it to Tiger to make up a little bit of space there and give us some headlines. And we've got them. We'll talk to you, Brendan, about that, and we'll fill you in on what's going on in Tiger's world when we come back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. So stay right where you are. Welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews with you, coming from the Dallas studios. We have Frank Bassett in our Nashville studios. And join us now via the phone is a man running out of gas.
No,
in more
please.
Ways than one.
Say it
in
ain't
more
so.
Ways than one.
No,
Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort in French Lake,
no,
Indiana.
Oh, no, not Brendan.
Brendan, how you doing? You're in your car. You've got 10 miles left.
I'm in the
corner gauge.
The Honda Odyssey Mobile Studios. I'm 12 miles away from the nearest gas station. I got 9 miles left in the tank. So, hey, we're going to finish off the year strong because I'll be pushing this car in about 5 minutes.
Now, what? Whoa. What highway are you on right now in Florida?
I'm on Highway 44 and heading towards Susquehanna Beach, Florida.
Okay, and what color is the GTA Florida Mobile Studio?
That would be a charcoal silver.
Okay.
On the color, and I have one antler on the left hand side.
Well, that should distinguish you.
There you go.
Hey, well, hopefully you'll make it.
But the good news is, I almost fell asleep because I was listening to XM radio. I was trying to get some. Left-hand improvement on my overgrip of my swing. So now I'm alive. I'm ready to go. Moving on.
Well, we appreciate you joining us on Golf Talk America. Hell, I miss you, buddy. We were together all week.
Haven't seen you in 2 days.
Hadn't seen you in 2 whole days. You know, it's cold here.
It's 71 and sunny where I'm at right now.
Very nice.
Nice.
Very nice. Hey, by the way, let's reiterate what we talked about a couple of days ago, which is the big announcement for the French Lick Resort coming up next summer. Tell people again for those that may have missed it, what's happening next summer at your beautiful resort.
In July, right?
I we had a great week. So starting in July, the big announcement is the first ever, the inaugural Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank. There we go. And it's the ladies over the age of 45 who are on the LPGA Tour. 81 slots are available. We're going to have a Monday qualifier. But the real cool thing is we're tying in the Symetra Tour at the Donald Ross course the 7th, 8th, and 9th of July. So you're going to have the future stars playing with the past stars. And on Sunday, the Legend Honors Division is going to be playing with the Symetra girls at the Ross course. So the J.F. Stevenson, Donna Capone, Jane Blaylock's of the world will be playing with the young girls, and the middle-aged women will be playing at the Dye the following Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we're really excited. We have a three-year deal with the Golf Channel. It's going to be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that leads into the U.S. Open, Women's U.S. Open week. So it's going to be a fun week of ladies golf in French Lick, Indiana.
And you know who else is going to be there besides the Golf Channel?
Who?
Golf Talk America.
There you go. Golf Talk America will be there the entire time, too, doing a broadcast from there. And we'll be doing some updates for some terrestrial stations also for the tournament. So it's going to be fun. I think also, Brendan, we'll probably be simulcasting through local Indiana radio if everything goes well. So that'll be pretty cool, like we tried to do last year. Didn't quite get there technically, but this year I think we can pull it off. But congratulations, Brendan Sweeney, and to Dave Harner and to Steve Ferguson and everybody at French Lick for pulling this off. Brendan's, you know, he went over it pretty quick, but this is the first inaugural version of the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank at French Lick, the Pete Dye course at French Lick. And this is a big deal. It is, and I would implore all of our listeners, it's a bucket list stop anyway to go up there. So try to get there. July, beautiful. Weather will be perfect. Everything about French Lick. Even if you hated golf, go downtown if you dig basketball, and you can see all of Larry Bird's trophies in this one restaurant that's in the middle of the little town square, along with his warm-up jacket from the Olympics, which is pretty cool. That's pretty cool. We pulled that out and put it on.
And for people that don't know, it's Larry Bird's hometown.
It is.
The reason Larry Bird's memorabilia would be right there. So in addition to Brendan Sweeney having a presence there, Larry Bird. So two legends. Right there in French Lake, Indiana. Who? Go figure. How would that happen in the Hoosier National Forest? You wouldn't think it, but yeah, there they both are.
I tell you what, I'm in the. I'm officially at zero on my range in my car right now.
And it's still going, right? So your thing is off a little bit. That's good. I think those things are a little bit off normally.
It's a great metaphor for the senior LPGA. I mean, these ladies still have a little bit left in the tank. I'm hoping I got a little bit left in the tank about five more minutes before I get to my destination.
Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Hopefully you're going to make it. We're talking with Brendan Sweeney at the French Lick Resort. Hey, Brendan, a couple of things happening with Tiger Woods. I'm curious what you think about it. He has now gone to the Bridgestone golf ball. So it's made official yesterday that Tiger's going to the B330S.
That's a good ball.
Technically, that golf ball, which is a really good golf ball. But he's switching golf balls, so I don't know what that'll do for sales and everything else, but Tiger moves the needle. We've always talked about that, and it kind of came out of nowhere. I thought he was fairly happy, obviously, with the Nike ball, and Rory McIlroy said that he got 3-year supply before Nike stopped making the golf balls. I would have thought Tiger might have gone a little bit longer with the golf ball that he kind of almost had custom made for the way he likes to play, but apparently he's found a ball that he likes in Bridgestone.
I'll tell you what, I played the tournament at the Country Club of Orlando the other day. Nice little Christmas tournament, and we were playing with those Bridgestones. They're great golf balls. I managed to lose about a half dozen of them, and they just keep on growing on trees. So it's a great thing to play with.
They keep on growing on trees. Now here's the deal: if he's playing Bridgestone,
I got to there are these palm fronds out there, and it's a good thing. So hey, you know what the good news is?
You're still going in the gas stations right there.
What?
There's a gas station, I hope, on my right, coming up here right now.
Thank God.
Well, here's the deal. If Tiger's playing Bridgestone balls.
I'm waiting for Santa to get me to the sleigh station.
Oh, there you go. Okay. If Tiger's playing Bridgestone balls, guys, then does that mean he has to change out the tires on his car from Michelin to Bridgestone?
Yes, it does, Frank. That's part of the deal.
I bet it is. I bet it is. Everything Bridgestone. Yes. By the way, where is Bridgestone based, folks? Does anybody know? Trivia question.
Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee. And guess who doesn't sponsor our show that should? Bridgestone. We're going to go to Bridgestone and just we're going to squeeze them. They need to be sponsoring Golf Talk America. They're right here in Nashville. Our studios, our main studios are here.
Wow.
And Nissan is here.
We should dress you up in a clown costume and put you on the front doorstep and say, sponsor me.
You know what? I'll put on a tuxedo and do that, but not a clown costume. Clown costumes scare children, and we on PGA Tour Radio, PGAtour.com, are all about family-friendly entertainment, where you don't have to worry about anything bad being said. So there you go.
Until you have Brendan Sweeney on.
And then you don't want cannibals to eat clowns, don't you?
Oh, why? Careful. What?
Because they taste funny.
Did you make it to the gas station,
okay.
Brendan?
Okay. Get out and fill up the car.
I'm at the gas station at zero miles. So, yeah, we made it.
You made
it. So, it's a good day so far.
Well, here's the deal.
Tim, a little sad note today.
Uh-oh.
Greg Sager, a longtime Chicago guy. He went to Army and Military Academy out in Aurora.
Yeah.
Longtime NBA sideline guy. He did a lot of work with TBS. With all the majors, great guy to have lunch with, great guy to catch up with, passed away last night. 65 years old, got taken away with leukemia, and it really stinks that he passed away around the holiday season, but he was a great fella, and God bless, and please, all the best to his family. A true great guy, and he will be sorely missed in the golf world.
A lot of tributes are being sent his way from all over the NBA and all over sports in general and NBA players and the commissioner and on and on and on, and rightfully so, because 30 years plus. He was actually, if you want to go back far enough, he was actually one of the first reporters to talk to Hank Aaron. He was just out of college when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record with his 715th home run rounding the bases in Atlanta, and Craig Sager was one of the guys there at home plate sticking a microphone in there and getting an interview with him. So he goes all the way back to that. But obviously, best known for all the work he's done with the NBA over the last few years. And it was really cool. I want to give props to ESPN here, because he had never done an NBA Finals, because Turner Sports has never been involved in the NBA Finals. ESPN's had it for a long, long time now. And ESPN allowed him, knowing that he had a terminal cancer, allowed him to kind of switch networks, if you will, and work the NBA Finals, at least one game in the sidelines last year between Golden State and Cleveland.
How
and
good is
so,
that?
Very, very cool for ESPN to allow that to happen, so he could do the pinnacle of his sport that he was so well known for. And, of course, if you don't remember who we're talking about or know, it's the guy with the jackets that that looked like, you know, something bad had happened at a kindergarten face painting contest. And he was known for that, all those colorful outfits he had. I didn't know stripes and paisleys and checks all went together, but apparently they did in Craig Sager's closet. So, it was a sad, sad day. He'd gone through three bouts of bone marrow transplants.
Yeah, tough stuff.
Yeah.
I'd met him a couple times.
Tough
very,
stuff.
Very nice guy. Everybody liked him. Everybody
great
liked
guy.
Him.
I'm looking, by the way, I'm looking at the TV here in the studio, and it's showing today's high in Orlando, Florida is 77 degrees. Merry Christmas, Brendan.
Wow.
Hey, that's why I'm off to the beach. But I tell you what, I really appreciate it. We had a great year. We had some really fun times, Frank and Tim, and I tell you what, we're going to knock it out of the park next year. We're going to knock it out of the park at the PGA show. We're going to knock it out of the park at all the majors, Augusta especially. So we're looking forward to next year. I wish all you guys the best, and you and your families, the warmest of holidays, the merriest of Christmases. And let's be thankful for what we have, and let's move on to another great year.
Hey, thanks, Brendan. And congratulations again for the Senior LPGA Championship, the first Senior LPGA Championship inaugural, presented by Old National Bank, benefiting Riley's Hospital for Children, French Lick, Indiana, the Pete Dye Course.
Jesus,
that was good, wasn't it? That
I
was
got
good.
This truck that's about ready to hit me. Right, rev me over.
Great. Well, don't get killed before Christmas.
All right, we'll let you
go.
Let's let Brendan go, because he's got to go fill up his car. He's literally on fumes. So thanks, Brendan. We appreciate talking to you.
All right, brother. We love you. We'll talk to you later. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. This is awesome.
You
have
too.
Fun.
You too.
All right, take care.
Take care.
He made it to a gas station. That is a bad feeling, isn't it, Frank?
Oh.
I mean, we've all been there where you're going, I don't know if I can get, and you're
watching
thinking,
it click
you know,
down, and it starts
and
going faster.
Only,
then you go, whoa,
if you're
whoa,
only
whoa.
A mile or two, if you're a mile
12,
or two short,
two.
If you're
happened?
A mile or two short
Sorry,
of your gas station, it's like, okay, you're still that close, but if you have to walk a mile or two, it's going to be a pain in the butt. So you're going, just,
yeah.
Give me two more miles. Just don't
well,
make me 3 miles short of my
here's what
gas
I didn't,
station.
Here's what I didn't want to tell him. Okay, it's a Honda Odyssey. Thank goodness it wasn't a Volkswagen with that chip in it, the diesel Volkswagen that says, you're getting 70 miles to the gallon and the emission systems are turned off. And oh, geez. All sorts of crazy things happened in 2016. But, Tim, I appreciate you, buddy. I mean, you're a
Merry
trooper.
And we appreciate it.
You're the
hey,
best.
By the way, I want to get this in. The other announcement before we go about Tiger is that he committed to the Genesis Open. That's the tournament at Riviera.
Guess who will be there?
In February.
Guess who will be there?
I don't know. Your dog, Bogey?
Bogey the Wonder Dog is asleep on the couch here in the studio right now. He's sound
That's
asleep.
Why we don't hear
Thank
him.
The Lord. He has the bark of a German Shepherd and the size of a miniature German Schnauzer. We will be there. Golf Talk America will be there. And we'll also
in
have a couple of special guests with us there. From The Who, the classic
who?
Rock band The Who.
Who? Oh.
We'll have their musical director. Keyboardist and background vocalist Lauren Gold, formerly musical director on American Idol, Selena Gomez's musical director, Taylor Hicks's musical director, and we'll have the lovely Laura Bryna, who does That's America to Me for Golf Talk America, just interviewed Larry King, which is pretty doggone cool.
Yeah.
Ben Feldman, who was the co-star of the NBC hit series Superstore, which is pretty funny
yep.
show if you watch
yep.
it.
Yep.
We have some other special guests I won't say right now coming
he's
up.
Got, yeah, she's got more coming, more interviews that she's
big time,
lined up. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. That's all coming next year. But Tiger will be in Los Angeles.
He will.
For that. Now, he hasn't said what other tournaments he's involved in, so that may not be the first one. He might
Surely
play
not.
Before that, but we'll see. He hasn't outlined his whole – and I don't know that he ever will because he never really has, as opposed to other guys that kind of say, here's what I'm going to do for the next 6 months. Tiger almost goes week by week with letting people know, but maybe it's a different time for Tiger, and he wants people to know ahead of time. And certainly sponsors would certainly like to know if Tiger is going to play in Phoenix, for an example, or something, more than just the week before, because it's going to be a big welcome back Tiger kind of party wherever he plays.
Well,
so that's the first one he's committed to.
If you remember that little tournament in Phoenix, he jarred one on the rowdy par three.
Sure.
Jarred it, put it in.
About what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a long time. So
people went nuts.
You know what's so fun, though? The Tiger's smiling and laughing and backslapping with the guys. He's back in the fraternity, which he never really was before. He was always such a loner. He's back, and he's back as a new and improved version of Tiger Woods, if that can happen. He's having fun. And if he goes out and plays golf like Trevino said, go out and play golf and have fun. If he does that, he's good for the game. I mean, he's great for the game, even though we have a lot of great players out there, the Jordan Spieths of the world, the Ricky Fowlers, the Jason Days, the Dustin Johnsons, and on and on and on. We still have Tiger and Phil. Now, our thoughts go out to Phil. He's had a couple of little health issues over the past 30, 60 days, but he's all good, and he'll be back next year, too. So it's going to be a fun year, 2017, on the PGA Tour 2016-2017 wraparound season. It's going to be even bigger and better, and we're going to be out there a lot more. So watch for Golf Talk America, everybody.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Can't wait for it. All right, well, Merry Christmas, everybody. We probably will talk to you at some point next week as well, but this being the holiday season, we're also going to go a little bit dark. Not completely dark. Let's just call it the sun will be setting a little bit for the next couple of weeks, and then it'll be full bore again when the new season comes along. So get ready for that. It will be a lot of fun, and again, we'll be at the PGA merchandise show coming up at the end of January when everybody can meet and greet and say hi to us and touch us and feel us and get some free stuff. Can't wait. All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks to Brendan Sweeney with French Lick Resort for joining us and thankfully making it to a nearby gas station outside of Orlando. On behalf of Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for listening here to Golf Talk America, everybody, and we'll see you next time.